We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we are back. Coming up at 9:03 right now, ladies and gentlemen. I need a moment here, and I realized as things were going downhill last night that I needed to take advantage of the opportunity I have that John Johnson is here today during an extremely bleak time. And I just want to do a quick kind of checklist here to just get your thoughts shot. John, after the Eagles blown that game on Sunday,
yeah,
it ruined my week. Yeah. It's Thursday, and I have not had a happy moment in this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you. Did it hurt your week, the enjoyment of your week?
Of course it did. They had a chance to pull within a game of Dallas, and we're having playoff conversation. Instead, they scored 7 points against the Giants.
So it did hurt.
Oh, no, it was a horrible week.
Now, the Sixers did have a win. I believe it was Monday. Did you enjoy that victory?
They lost 9 of 12.
It was an awful game, right?
They lost 9 of 12.
They had played the Magic, which is a dumpster fire team in
yes.
its own
what
right.
do you do? The worst?
It did nothing for you.
Nothing at all, no.
Did the canceled game Tuesday for the Flyers because the Islanders had the COVID, did that help you at all?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
might have been
that was a little less
that
miserable
been
Tuesday.
The best thing that happened in sports
yeah,
this week.
It was an off night.
Because then last night we had – now, you were watching the Sixers last night,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
You had to come in the next day, but you didn't have to watch every minute of it.
No.
Did you watch it and enjoy it?
It was – how do I equate it? One of the things I hate most in life is going to the dentist. So it was very much like root canal.
Okay.
You know you have to be there, but you know you really don't want to be. That's what it's like watching the Sixers right now.
All right, you were not entertained.
No,
did not enjoy that experience.
I don't think anybody watching that game enjoyed it.
All right, there was some brief interludes where you could have checked on the Flyers.
Yeah, when the net broke in Boston, I checked
oh, that's
on the Flyers.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
Twice.
That's right. They had twice the net broke. That's
that was
right.
pretty so cool them putting it up. I never saw them do the net. That was interesting.
Did you find that more interesting than the game itself?
I did. I texted Alan and said, "You're doing a great job of analyzing that."
All right, hold on.
You were lying.
I did.
No, you texted Allah on that, but not on the game.
No.
That is, to me, that speaks well, a lot about that game. You were not entertained by that game either.
No.
That was not good basketball.
No.
Okay. And then we get to, so the Flyers, that was a 4-1 loss, seventh in a row. Was that entertaining?
Nothing about it was entertaining.
Right. So you derived no joy from the Eagles' loss Sunday, no joy from anything the Sixers or Flyers did this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the baseball, you actually cover the Phillies first. They are now in a lockout.
Yeah.
All right. Is that bringing you any joy?
No. This tops all of them.
All right.
Because it's a whole league being tone deaf.
So this is what I need to know. Do you ever have a crisis of faith as a sports fan and go, this is torturing me. I'm getting nothing out of this.
The point of sports is a form of entertainment, a distraction
yeah,
from
exactly.
reality, right?
So do you have a crisis right now?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be my distraction, my entertainment, and it's not. I'm almost like, hey, why don't you go, you know, do something constructive and it'll be better than watching sports right now.
Like you happen to be handy around a house.
Yeah, I could
maybe you could repair, you know, a seat.
Well, right
chair.
Now with these teams, if I go dig a hole in the backyard, it's more entertaining.
I got something for you this Sunday.
Oh, what?
The Union. They're in the championship.
I don't do soccer.
No.
It's not for me. Don't start with the soccer. Right,
I mean, the Eagles
that.
On it one. They're at three. If you don't like it,
don't start with the soccer. I don't
it's
want
on
to
ABC.
Hear
you can watch that.
The day I go to the soccer is the day they will bring in the coroner.
that's really
well,
nice.
That's
so it will.
A bit much.
They will go, oh, look, Cataldi's got the soccer on. Oh, he's not breathing.
You know? And Durant owns part of the team.
Put a mirror under his nose. I think he's gone.
Oh, my God. You know,
Is anybody out there, what I'm trying to get to, is anybody out there after a week like this going, come on, people, give me something here. Give me something to get excited about. I don't even have I got to get excited. Ooh, Corey Knebel, maybe we got a good relief pitcher. Up, lockout.
You think maybe that in part is why you're interested in seeing Gardner Minshew? Because it's something different that may be positive?
Maybe. I can't tell you. All I can tell you is this right now. I'm an American in crisis, and I think you should be too. That's all I'm saying. So I'm going to go all the way to Tokyo, all right? Because Marissa's in Tokyo, and Marissa is the biggest Eagles fan on the in the entire Asia. So let me get around here. Hi, Marissa.
Angelo, you are talking to the Japanese Kizu Suita Eagles fan from Japan, the heartbroken Eagles fan. How dare you break my heart and lose to the stinking Giants?
All right, you realize, Marissa, you are a frequent caller here. You have not called all week. So this was so painful to you, you needed till Thursday. It's almost Friday in Tokyo, and now you are finally calling. It hurt that badly?
It that's how much it hurt, Angelo. I know I usually call in on a Monday, but that when you don't hear from me, that's when you know you're in trouble. Because that's, you know, you done me wrong. And I try to, like, walk it out. I even, you know, try to do a new hobby. But again, Angelo, because I'm, like, one day ahead of you guys, I technically have to deal with it twice. Because first I have to deal with it my day. But then when I hear you guys, you know, with your hearts broken, you know, mourning in your time, I'm dealing with it twice. Twice!
Oh, it's worse than that. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand how big a fan this is. She got up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch the game. Right, Marissa? You were up in the middle of the night in Tokyo watching the Eagles in that horrible loss to the Giants. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, that's not right. Marissa, you need to use your time better. You're in Tokyo. There must be something fun going on there.
I mean, this is supposed to be my fun. This is supposed to make me feel like I'm at home. But, you know, John Johnson just said that, you know, he just recently had some, teeth taken out.
Oh.
I, too, also had my wisdom tooth, you know, taken out. I'd rather do that again.
Mm.
That's how hurt I am.
Oh. I can hear the pain in your voice, Marissa. This is awful. Do you have someone in sports you would like to lock out today?
Can you give me the list real quick? Because I called it. I listened in late today.
All right, go ahead, John.
All right, so far we have Jerry Jones, Skip Bayless, Ben Simmons, Lenny Dykstra, Jeffrey Lurie, Rob Manfred, LeBron James, Michael Strahan, Tony Romo, and John Middleton.
Who you locking out, Marissa?
Well, not only does this guy need to be locked out of sports, but he also needs to be locked out in commercials. His acting is so bad. He's like those kids who you know shouldn't be on stage, but his PTA mom made the school let him have the part. I am talking about Gronkowski.
Oh, Gronk.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Women
love Gronk.
Yeah.
Nah, he's fun.
No,
Marissa,
sorry.
Don't you love Gronk?
I am... The Gronk.
Wow, that's surprising. Billy, you don't want Gronk on the list?
I'll put him on there, but
she'll put him on there, Marissa. But
I find him harmless and amusing.
Tom is on the line from CI. Hi, Tommy.
How you doing, Angelo? How are we doing today?
Tom, how are we doing? I haven't gotten over Sunday yet. It's Thursday.
The only reason I've got over Sunday is because I'm leaving Saturday.
Oh, he's going to Antigua.
Oh my God.
Very cool. Do you have the oils and all the other stuff that you're going to need on the beach?
Yes, sir, I do. It's all packed. The bags are packed, ready to go.
God bless you. God bless you.
First thing you went with was oils, huh?
Yeah.
You want to make sure you have skin, whatever. All right, Tom, what's on your mind today? Are you going to call me from Antigua?
You going to put me right on to it?
Yes.
Free call.
I will, because I'm going to tell you why. Because next week, it's a bye week, and I'm going to put my brain on vacation. and I would like to put it at 85 degrees on the beaches of Antigua.
So when I call you, that guy that I talk to in the morning, he'll put me right to you.
And not just that, he'll do it with a cheery attitude.
That guy
will say, oh, Tom, it's great to hear your call. I'll have
no,
you
he
up
won't.
Right away.
Sam Wechter.
All right, Tom, what do you want to say about the Eagles?
Angelo, let me tell you the guy I'm locking out, and I'll lead up to it.
All right.
This guy drafted Jalen Reagor because he thought he was speed, just everything. I don't know if you remember when the Dallas Cowboys got Bob Hayes. The Philadelphia Eagles, right after that, took, I don't know if you remember this guy, Frank Budd, to try to make a receiver out of him. The only problem was he couldn't catch the ball just like Reagor.
Yeah. This whole thing. So who is it? Because there's two people you could be naming here for blowing this. Who are you sending into lockout?
Howie Roseman.
Wow.
Howie Roseman has gone into lockout. Now, I'm trying to read Billy's face because, Billy, you know Howie, right?
I do.
Pretty well?
Yeah.
Is he on your phone?
Yeah.
I don't know. He might. Tom, you may lose on that basis. He doesn't want to deal with Howie later today.
I'm trying to think how many people on this list that could be on there.
Well, all right, but you're going to have to pick five winners.
Five.
Enzo is up next. Hi, Enzo.
Enzo, how are you, Angelo?
Enzo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing horrible, man. I couldn't call Monday or Tuesday. My favorite guy is Richie in the camera. I love you guys, too. I'm saving my dialogue for later, but I want to lock out Howie Roseman. You sound like you're trying to get people off the bus of being sports fans this week.
I am not trying to get him off. What I do on a daily basis here, Enzo, is deal with reality. Right now, John Johnson has spent a week not entertained at all by sports.
It's been tough.
You understand? This man has other skills. He's a fine construction worker, but he has dedicated his life to sports, and it's letting him down.
I don't blame him. I'm in the same boat, John, as you, brother. Like, this is horrible. I just heard Billy knows Howie. Billy, you need to talk to Howie for all of Philadelphia, please. Yeah.
It's an important relationship you got there, Billy.
I'm going to call him when I leave.
Enzo, I got a great idea. Billy, yes. Could you send Howie a text right now and just say, thanks a lot, Howie, for Jalen Reagor. Could you just send him that text? Enzo, would that be great if he just sent him that text? Nothing else.
Ask him,
thanks
a
lot for Jalen Reagor. Yeah, what's the text?
I got a better text. Please text him today, later today. How's Josh McDaniels doing?
All right, don't, why are you doing
He's got the Rookie of the Year. By the way, Mac Jones has been named AFC Rookie
right,
of the Year.
Would you stop? You're another troll in there. Stop with these little reports. We don't like them.
Well, Jake Elliott was named NFC Special Teams Player.
There you go.
No, been terrific.
Angelo, I'm leading up to why I want to lock out Howie Roseman. That was my guy, the same guy. I want to lock him out for those reasons. All of the above. Justin, Josh.
I understand. But he's already been claimed, Enzo, so I cannot
Enzo,
take him.
And he got you a ring.
He was claimed. Plus, Billy likes him, so you're wasting your time.
And do you want to know what numbers Justin Jefferson had in the month of November?
No.
He had 24 catches for 464 yards, averaging 160 yards per game and 3 touchdown catches.
So, Ram.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to picture this. So let's just say that you get a job on a suicide hotline. And I call and I say things are going real bad. I'm really unhappy with sports right now. What would you say? Would you recite for me Justin Jefferson's numbers so I could jump?
I might hold off on the touchdown catches.
That's good. Thank you. Mitch, Will, David Vulu, and Joe are online. I have room for you. We have 2 segments left. 215-592-9494. We're locking out the people in sports we don't like. Jump on board. When we return, a man I will never lock out because I love him, Ricky Ricardo, is next. WIP Sports Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm 9:16. All right, 9:23. Maybe it's just something I love. I don't know. But even after a loss, I come in Monday morning, and I go to our producer, Joe Ector. I go, we got some Ricky Ricardo. Because, see, I don't understand Spanish, but Ricky is so great at emoting.
He's great at it.
But here's the problem, and that's why I'm bringing him right on to work this out. Because they don't send me stuff when it ended badly, like the last play. Would you love to have heard Ricky Ricardo's call on that last play?
Definitely.
They don't send it to me. So on the line with me from Miami, my favorite broadcaster in America, Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, and hello, everybody.
All right, Rick, I would not ask this of anyone but you, but they didn't send me the call of that play where Rega dropped the last ball. Could you kind of simulate for us what it sounded like when he dropped the ball that cost the Eagles that game on Sunday?
Does Wechter have a tone, you know, for curse words?
No. Well, you can't curse doing those broadcasts.
Let me tell you, I came very, very close.
Wow.
In all my years, I have never been as frustrated. I had a whole thing ready to go. I was going to sing, you know, give my regards to Broadway.
Oh,
you'd have had a ball with this.
Oh.
But Rager had to drop the freaking pass and hit him right in the face, for Pete's sake. No, I was just beside myself. Se le cayó, which is, he dropped it. So you heard the term, se le cayó, about 18 times.
Ricky.
It was not pleasant.
Ricky, It ruined my whole week. It ruined the city's week.
I'm still not over it.
All right, so just tell me, is it time to proclaim Jalen Reagor a bust?
Well, I did that weeks ago. Are you kidding me?
All right, how do you say bust in Spanish?
Oh, ooh, that's a good one.
Bustata.
You're making stuff up.
Busto. Busto.
El Busto. But here's the thing. I'm so frustrated with this team. Give me your assessment right now of the Eagles at 5-7.
Look, I thought going into these last six, which started Sunday, that you'd split. This was my honest take on this. That you would split with all of the division teams. So you would go 1-1 against the Giants, 1-1 against Washington, 1-1 against Dallas, which means I think the Eagles will destroy them on the last week of the season, and beat the Jets. That will get you to 9-8, and with the tiebreakers being the way they are, that the Eagles have enough tiebreakers,
wow,
New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, to get into that seventh seed. I've already, you know, given San Francisco, in my mind anyway, I've given the sixth seed to the San Francisco 49ers. I think it's a battle for that seventh seed to get in, and I still think,
wow,
even right now, as frustrated as I am, they will beat the Jets. Joe Namath is not walking through that door on Sunday morning at the Meadowlands. It's Zach Wilson. The Eagles will exact some revenge at the Meadowlands on Sunday. They will win the game.
Wow.
Have the bye week, come back, beat Washington, and get back to 500. Okay, that's the first thing they have to do is get back to 500. And once they get back to 500, now you're talking about that sprint, the last three games, beat the Giants. I will concede a loss at that mausoleum in Washington, FedEx Field. 8-8, last week of the season, here come the Cowboys, beat Dallas. 9-8, somehow it works out, we have a playoff game.
This is the most optimistic phone call I have taken all week, and it's from a Spanish authority. I can't get over that, Ricky.
I think that's what's going to happen. And look, I'm sitting here counting my tears because of the lockout in baseball.
Oh, I'm getting to that. Yeah. Hold on. But let me just say.
I think that's where we're going, and it's Devontae Smith who will make the big plays the rest of the season. I hope they don't target Rager again ever.
Beautiful. All right, yeah. Give me your current assessment of Jalen Hurts.
He's a young – look, he's – sometimes we forget that young quarterbacks, especially not one that was a first-round pick, but a second-round pick quarterback, they take time to develop. They're going to have good weeks. They're going to have bad weeks. And I sensed Sunday, the minute I walked into MetLife Stadium on Sunday, I sensed an air of overconfidence.
Ooh.
On the part of everybody. Top to bottom, having to do with the Eagles, it was almost as if, okay, we're here, we're going to, you know, just conquer these Giants and move, let's win these two games here at the Meadowlands. But that Michael Strahan factor, which drove me nuts.
Yeah.
The whole speech at halftime, the whole attitude, but you could tell I walked through some of the tailgating in the parking lot, and the Giant fans were practically just admitting they were going to get blown out that day by the Eagles.
Ugh.
There was a whole sense of invincibility, overconfidence by the Eagles, by the fans. I wasn't near the players. I was down on the field. I could just get a sense that, you know, they were looking beyond that game this past Sunday, and it came back to bite them in the keister.
I hate Strand. He's going to be – I think they're launching him next week. I hope they keep him up in space. I hope they don't let him back down. All right. Now, I'm going to – this is where I'm going to do a segue here.
Right.
And this is because, by the way, Ricky also does. He's the Spanish voice of the New York Yankees, and they have done nothing in
nothing.
The offseason.
I've spent more money this week than the Yankees.
All right.
Wow.
Rick, these three sports owners. You ready?
Yeah.
Jeff Lurie, John Middleton, Hank Steinbrenner.
Well, Hank is gone. He passed away.
Hal Steinbrenner. Who you got? No, one, two, and three. Who's your best? Who's second? Who's the worst?
I'm going to go Hal one, Lurie two, Middleton three.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. He's employed by Hal and Lurie.
Yeah, so I thought that it was going to go along those lines as well.
All right. Let's talk.
And I am rating them right along my revenue
exactly.
Revenue stream.
That's
income.
What I figured.
Yes.
All right. But Ricky, this lockout, is this ridiculous or not?
Well, and we're not going to see baseball probably until right up against the beginning of spring training. Everyone that I've spoken to, people that I trust, have told me that these both sides are dug in deep.
Oh.
The Players Association have a little kitty of money to help out the guys that might need a little assistance financially if this, you know, stretches on beyond spring training. So both sides are dug in deep. This is the first time in 26 years there's been a work stoppage. You know, they love to shoot themselves in the foot, both sides, Tony Clark and Rob Manfred. And I may still be in Florida here in the month of April instead of being in the Bronx. So, you
wow.
know, as sad as that sounds, that's the reality. And we'll see. We'll see. It's billionaires arguing with millionaires, and then the idiots like me at the, you know, we're the bottom feeders of the sport. We're the ones that pay for it.
I want to know one name I can blame the most. Give me one name to blame the most.
Well, that's Rob Manfred. There's no doubt about it. I know he's already been, you know, claimed this morning on the list of people that that need to be locked out, but it's Rob Manfred. There is no way, shape, or form to get around that.
Well, I mean, is there something he could have done that he hasn't done?
They have had how many years to be able to avoid this?
Yeah.
Okay? And when the negotiations in Dallas really, you know, started in earnest, what, 72 hours ago? I mean, this should have been done. This agreement and extension of the collective bargaining agreement should have been settled and done months ago. But they wait till the last minute, and here we are.
Final question. And I know she's still only engaged to you, but I must ask it. Who would be a better commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred or your longtime fiancé, McCoo?
McCoo makes much more sense than Rob Manfred, okay? Number one. Plus, McCoo loves to boss me around, so absolutely. It would without a doubt be McCoo. Who, by the way, is just a few feet away from me.
Then I have a follow-up.
She's sending a kiss, Ange.
Follow-up question, because I love McCoo. I put him together at a Wingbo years ago.
Yes.
How many years have you been engaged?
8.
That's a record, Ricky. Come on, Ricky, step it up.
8 years. This might be the year, because she wants Vegas. We're going to do Vegas. It's the whole Elvis thing.
I love you. I love McCoo. You're the best, Ricky. Thank you, pal.
Anytime, my friend.
That's the best. 8-year engagement. Johnson.
It's a long time.
Rhea, 8 years.
Well, they appear to be happy. Why are you complaining? Yeah.
Yeah. 8 years. You got to put a ring on it.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
And here's the
he
kicker.
He did put a ring on it.
Yeah, but I don't know if he did. I'm not sure, Rick. I am an ordained minister at the Universal Life. Thank you. The Universal Church. And I am sanctioned for $39.99. I have paid the fee. I could marry them.
Don't you have to re-up that every year?
I hope not.
It's all right. I can do it. I'm also an ordained minister.
All right. If you have to re-up, there are a couple of people I need to apologize for. You are not married. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
Did you marry a former intern of ours and
yes,
her fiancé?
Yeah, Megan.
That's it.
I did, but apparently they have been living in sin because I have no. My license has been expired.
Brian Cole probably did it for you.
Joe is on the line from Staten Island. Hey, Joe, I don't think I ever got a call from Staten Island. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Andrew? How are you guys doing? I just want to say you guys have a great show. Yes, I'm Joe from Staten Island. I'm the big Jets fan, and I think you should put the money on the Jets this week.
All right, hold on. So you think the Jets are going to spring a big upset here, Joe?
Yes, and I also believe the Jets are better than the Giants. The Jets did beat the Tennessee Titans at the Tennessee Titans being healthy, and they did beat the Bengals. And, you know, I think right now the Jets are coming through. Not only that, they do have Joe Flacco, which I'm sure he knows your playbook, your offensive playbook. And they did just get a safety from you guys, and I'm sure he knows the defensive calls. So I think the Jets will win, and your quarterback has a bad ankle. So there it goes. Go Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets,
wow.
Jets, Jets.
Huh. All right, Joe, I need to know, do you like – he quit
he
on me.
Oh, he went on a high note.
I wanted to ask him about my friend Joe Douglas.
Showmanship.
Yeah. You see, Joe Douglas left here, and we went, maybe he was the brains of the operation. They don't like him up in New York at all.
And I think he misunderstood. We weren't going to be mean to him because we just don't care about the Jets that
we
much.
We don't care at all about the Jets. But we also don't even see them as a threat, and our team is not very good. Yeah. Think it through.
You know the thing up there? People up there, when they say they're a Jets fan, they're Mets, Jets, and the Nets.
Most it's all lined up.
Yeah, most
right?
of the people
well,
there.
Because they can't
Billy.
Spell more than 3 or 4 words. letters at a time.
That's why they keep it shut. Billy,
yes.
If you would please, just so I know we're all on the same page here, are you picking the Eagles to beat the Jets Sunday? You are.
Yes.
Johnson, breath of fresh air, Mr. Positive, do you have the Eagles beating the Jets?
A convincing victory,
A convincing victory. Rhea, do you have the Eagles beating the Jets?
Are you going to give me off tomorrow? Or are we still negotiating?
Well, who I have?
I don't have anybody yet.
So is that determines your pick?
You're not replaceable. You know that.
It's very upsetting for when I want to take off.
You understand how good you are at your job. Do you understand that you're indispensable on this show?
Do you understand that I have 12 vacation days left?
I do. Sorry it didn't work out for you. 215.
I can't take the Jets. I'm with Gary Myers. Okay. If the Eagles lose to them, they should be banned.
I want you to know this.
Yes.
And I want to say it on the air.
Yes.
After the calendar year 2022, you could take all the time you want. 215.
Oh my God.
215-592.
It's very nice of you. What a guy.
She's very indispensable. I can't work without her.
Just give you lighter fluid.
215-592-9494. We come back. Who's on the hot seat? I got room. I want to do a final blitz, and I got room for you. Name somebody you would like to lock out in sports. Anyone in sports, broadcasters, GMs, coaches, managers, players, name them now. Line up. I'll give you all a shot. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. Let me just check in on Ava. She was out yesterday with a cough. Have you coughed this morning, Ava?
Yeah, I have.
All right,
yeah.
Then I'm going to need you to mask up and wear at least one pair of, what do they call those gloves? Surgical gloves.
Yeah.
What?
And you wear the See, she checks me into the Borgata on Friday.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Wait,
I know. Right. I can't believe you're telling everybody.
Told her to mask up and put on blue gloves.
Yeah, she uses his phone to check
his phone to do it.
No, see, she uses my phone.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to hit the right buttons.
Couldn't you have said that before the whole masking up part and the blue gloves?
And the coughing?
But she is.
I know.
No, I'm in a bed.
What's
she
going on here?
She could taint my
cell phone. Oh, my God. See, oh,
so
God.
I have told
Stop.
Her. WIP is very careful about this
they
stuff.
They are. Very careful.
We have blue gloves available right in these dispensers.
Yeah, and masks. I've been wearing one all morning.
And you will not be touching this phone.
No, I'm going to actually.
Until you are gloved up.
You actually just asked me to wear two pairs of gloves.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And then you started going, what else you doing? That's your business.
I'm not.
I don't go with that. No. I don't know. That's your business. All I care about is my phone
and
not being tainted and do not breathe on it. I'm going to need you to make sure the mask is up.
Two masks, two pairs of gloves.
And no talking while you're working
with
the phone.
I will just sit there and.
Can she breathe?
If you have to. But, you know, it shouldn't take that long.
It's very.
People go underwater for 2 to 3 minutes. I think you could probably do it.
I think I'll be okay.
So everybody knows. Ava checks Angelo into the Borgata via the phone. Borgata has a great app that you can check in with.
Yeah, the app
and it's very easy to use, but not so easy that I could use it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You just,
thank you for the proper explanation.
You still can't.
People are getting a rear glimpse into my dysfunction. All right, anyway, Ava.
Yes.
Do you have someone on the hot seat?
It's not someone, it's bigger than that, Angelo. Today, Major League Baseball is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity. The fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge.
I'm so frustrated with baseball right now because they're ruining my spring training. What, they're not supposed to be at the Tiki Bar.
I'm upset for you too, Kenny. You finally get a kidney and want to test it out. Major League Baseball goes into a lockout. But what's wild is 62% of morning show listeners don't care.
To put some things in plain English here, you see more astronomical contracts in baseball, right?
Yeah.
You combine that with the hard product we see on the field. Now they're complaining about money, both the owners and the players. They go into a lockout. By the way, did you notice your cable went up? Because the cost of the sports package went up because baseball contracts are outrageous, therefore they're charging more to view it on TV. You like paying $175 for a jersey when 5 years ago it was $110? It's because of the players and the owner.
Damn, Jan Janssen, you aren't wrong, but take a breath there, Vader. They don't care about us. Why should we care about them? People are fed up.
They have no public goodwill right now.
None.
Look at the TV ratings. Look at the attendance. Baseball is dying. It's losing whole generations of fans, and now you decide you're going to have a lockout? That's your idea of good business?
You turned your back on the fan, Major League Baseball, and now you're going to have a hard time getting them back.
That cut from Johnson is more words than Al used the first 3 days this week. Do you realize that, Johnson?
I'm sorry, Al.
No, it's fine, but I mean, wow. There was a lot in there, though.
There was
a lot of very intense content.
Yes, there was.
Very good. All right. You got the right.
I'll go get the gloves and the mask. I'm leaving.
And the cut of the day, too. You got
that
right? Okay,
good.
Because that was a big one today.
Then I won't get my gloves and masks yet.
No. You get them. Get them now.
Get them out.
Yeah. Put it. Maybe wear a hazmat.
Do you want to wash your hands first with the gloves on?
Yeah, I would think. Ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angelo? What's up, WIP Billy? Man, I miss Ray Dillinger. God darn it.
All right, Will, everything's going bad in sports right now. Pick us up. Say something good.
Well, I'm going to do something way better than that today. First of all, that daggone guy talking about J-E-T-S. Man, get the heck out of here. My Eagles shit. Man, look. But the best thing about life is I went to go get my MRI yesterday at Einstein Hospital. And this lady named, shout out to Joanne from Einstein and her husband Dave. She showed me how to get there and everything. But I wanted to do something crazy today.
No, stop right there. I need to know why you got an MRI.
Oh, well, a long time ago, I was in a car accident where I know that God, you know, is alive because the car, it came from behind. I didn't even see it. It was a part. I was.
You know, did you get rear-ended?
The car, right? The old man that was driving, I had my back towards him. Something just kept on saying, yo, get the thing out, get the oil out the back seat of the car. I was just, you know, I have a nagging wife to be in your ear. So I just yelled, said, all right. And made one step to the left, one step forward, bang.
Wait, what was
you had oil in the back seat of the car and you got rear-ended?
It was an SUV. I was about to cut down a tree. And, you know, what I do is I put the gas and the oil on the chainsaw right in the back.
Hold on. No, this is why I love Will. Will, why did you need oil to cut down a tree?
The chainsaw, I've been doing over 30 years. The chainsaw needs chain
oil. Oh, yeah, you got to put oil in the chain, right, John?
Yeah.
Man.
So anyway, did you get hurt?
Well, yeah. The old man said to the shorthand police officer, he said he couldn't see because the sun got in his eyes. So what the car did, it hit me. But due to the fact I know how to box and martial arts and all that good stuff, I saw it coming. I put my hand up, and it pushed me all the way to the opposite side. Now, in shorthand, there's really not no cars coming, so I can't understand why, you know, that happened. But my knee got hit. It was bad, but I was able to still walk and everything. Went to the hospital, and then the cop said to the old man, he said, wait a minute, there's somebody else in the car. He said, oh, that's my wife. She has Alzheimer's. So he would kill me. And then, you know, he'd be like, oh, my God. Come to find out the guy, I had his phone number in my phone when the, you know, officer was like, yo, get his information. So I was like, that's why I know God exists. And I know that the Eagles going to win, but I want to do something special.
What the hell?
Well, how did you get from a car wreck to the Eagles going to win?
Well, do you know, I feel like I got concussed in your accident. Oh, my God. Will, give me somebody you're locking out. I don't have any more time. Give me somebody you're locking out.
I'm going to do a commercial real quick for you that you just create.
A commercial? Of what?
I'm going to make it from the top of the head. Like anything, like I did one for Big Rube, but I was going to have you just give me something. I'm going to lock out the referees.
I can't today. Will, give me somebody to lock it out. I've ran out of time with the accident with the oil and the woman and all this stuff. What do you got?
All right, well, how about the referees? And go on TikTok at 2Will _
Doesn't listen to you.
That was an adventure, huh?
Maybe I'm alone here. I love that guy. I think he's hilarious.
I need a drink.
There is such a stream of consciousness. You never get so many different twists and turns than when Will calls.
I'm glad you had him on hold for that long because I don't know if I could have taken it earlier.
No, I know. It's why I kind of hold it. Vulu is up next. Hi, Vulu. Vulu, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Vulu.
No, ain't no harm my ass. Angelo. Now you got Billy King sit up there. That's why he's not running the Sixers. Y'all sit there. Billy King know about basketball, but y'all sit there and try to humiliate Ben Simmons. We're not going to go for that. Ben Simmons is an all-around player. The love you need him. Y'all keep hyping that Tyrese Maxey up. He's a little midget. He don't know how to play no D. These men win basketball games, Angelo. Right,
hold on.
You haven't talked about Ben Simmons all day.
Yeah,
have
I don't know who put Vulu together with Vulu of God.
We haven't said anything about Ben Simmons the whole game.
We didn't talk about Simmons today, Vulu.
Yes, you talked about Simmons the other day. Every time you
He wasn't here. Billy's only here on Thursdays.
And Billy, Billy should know about basketball. He went to the dumbest school, Duke. I'm a North Carolina Tar Heel fan.
Oh, that's the problem. You're a Carolina Tar Heel fan. That's the problem.
Oh, here we go, Bolo. Jeez.
Billy, you wrecked the Sixers when you ran the organization.
Oh, my God.
Oh, oh man.
Now you're trying to wreck Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons
can't get out of the second round. Billy's teams at least went to a final. Goodness.
South Philly. Now, there you go, Reeves. You South Philly.
All right, Bolo. No, Bolo, I got to let you go
Southwest.
At this point because the last 7 minutes of the show have been not understandable.
No.
And I must now turn to people who make sense, like David at Germantown. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Thank God you called in.
I found you. Oh, my God. You're my nighttime guy. Angela, that should be your heir apparent up to end 2022.
I don't make those decisions, but I'm a huge fan of Mr. John Johnson because he has a negative perspective.
I appreciate the kind words.
All right, Dave, what do you got for me today?
I think the Jalen Hurts controversy should be dead. I don't even think it should be controversy. I don't even think it should be hearsay in a court of law.
All right. You love the guy and you want him to be your quarterback. Is that correct, Dave?
Yeah, why don't y'all? Why don't have
no, I'm with him. I'm in the camp. I'm in the Hurts camp.
Oh, I must have came in late because I heard you guys.
Well, no, I had that one period.
You were in the Gardner Minshew camp yesterday.
No, I was not in any camp. Oh, okay. I just wanted him to have a break so he could rest his ankle.
Oh, okay. All
right. Well, nothing bad from it.
This is football, man. You don't rest on football. You
exactly.
All right, Dave. I got you. Dave, give me who you are locking out.
Oh, this is kind of crazy. But I'm going to say Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Good nice. One. Good one. We're going rapid fire. Billy, pay attention.
I am.
These are our final contestants. Bob, who are you locking out?
I hate this guy, Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez. Put him down. A-Rod. Jerk. Diane, who are you locking out?
Chris Collinsworth and the Danbury Trashers are way better than the freaking Flyers.
All right. Wow. Good one, Diane. I like it. Jim's up next. Jim, who are you locking out?
Dave Dombrowski for the choices he's making.
Is Dave Dombrowski in your consideration?
No.
He is not, Jim. You're not going to win. I got a pair of Pauls to wrap this up. Paul, who you got?
Scott Boras, jackass.
Scott Boras. Is he in or out, Billy?
What did he do today?
He's out.
He's out. I got to back up Paul just in case. Paul, who you got?
Joe Buck.
Every contest.
All the time. All right, here we go. Johnson, you give the prize. Billy, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we're going to start at number 5, which is a $25 Boston Market gift card. Let Boston Market do the cooking this holiday season. Enjoy holiday meals from Boston Market starting at $10.99.
Rob Manfred.
He's fifth. Manfred.
Manfred is fifth.
All right, a $25 Wendy's gift card. Right now at Wendy's, try their brand new fries for yourself with fries that are guaranteed to be hot and crispy.
Lenny Dykstra.
Wow, poor Lenny.
Number 3, a gift card for a 50-minute massage or facial at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
Carson Wentz.
Last minute, whoa! Carson Wentz. Number 2, a $50 Visa gift card.
Jerry Jones.
Ooh, and number 1, a Philadelphia Eagles Devontae Smith replica jersey.
Tony Romo.
Whoa! Ooh. You always throw curveballs and they're always intriguing. It's time to do a wrap!
All right, Brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. And I'm pretty sure I would be fired if I didn't give Line of the Day to Gary Myers.
Angela, I just want to say this, all right? In all honesty, if the Eagles take that trip back up the turnpike this weekend and lose to the Jets after making that trip last week and losing to the Giants, I think really that they should be thrown out of the league for 2 years.
Wow.
That was so good.
And brought to you by Army. Stop. I'm trying to get through. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac. Wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealership's closer than you think. On the first day of the lockout, how do you feel about baseball? 62% don't care at all.
That hurts. Studio assistant David Graham, Kyle Quinn, our producer this morning was Mr. Joseph A. Wechter Jr. J. Joe DeCamber, John Ritchie coming up next. See you tomorrow at the Borgata. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.